I met my husband in 1953, and we got married in 1955. Then we had three children. They each had three children, so we've got nine grandchildren. Now we've got six great-grandchildren, so it's building up.
Yeah. And what was your husband doing?
He was a printer. He was in print. He worked for Heffers at the time, and then it was Black Bear, he worked there.
So where did you move to when you got married?
We came here.
Right.
So yes, we came straight from Mowbray Road, and here... Mr. Stanley had just died, and his daughter wanted everything sorted, and we'd been let down. I mean, it was the Co-op Building Society then, and they were so helpful. We got an eye on the house on Mill Road, and that fell through. We were getting married in the June, and this was the beginning of the end of February. The estate agents rang my mother up and said, someone's just come in with a house in Blinko Grove, if you're interested. So we came straight round. There was no notice went up. We picked the keys up, came round. They said they wanted $1,600 for it. We offered $1,500, and she said yes straight away. So we got it for £1,500, which was a lot of money in those days. I mean, it was... still, as I suppose it is now, it was Alan was getting £8 a week, and it was £8 a month mortgage, you know. So, so the buildings, Co-op Building Society, they came and had a look, and they said, "Oh, it's a good property. We can't there's not a meeting to approve the loan until the end of the month, but we know you want to get decorated. So if you have the same solicitor, he'll let you have the keys." So we moved in the next weekend and started decorating before we'd had the okay that we'd got the house. And so we managed to decorate so many rooms before we got married. It was always a nice road. It was everyone sort of... You'd got the professional people, quite a few professional people, but they were people that owned a cycle shop, perhaps, owned a jewellery, all that sort of thing. But they were elderly. We were sort of the young couple then that came in. And old Mr. Andrews next door, he insisted on looking after us. So he wouldn't let Alan use his new gardening tools. No, they won't be any good. You use my tools, all this, that and the other. But he looked after us because I carried on working for 3 years because we needed to do a lot of alterations. So we decided to, you know, sort of... carry on working and save up. But then it was incredible, really, because I used to cycle off to work, get there at 8:45, and I used to leave everything ready, and poor old Pop Andrews used to come in and put my oven on for me. I used to leave off at 12:15, come home, cook the dinner. Alan used to come home because then he was on Hills Road at the Heffers, near the Botanics, against the Botanics, where Botanic House is now. That was the printing works. He used to cycle home. We'd have dinner because everyone had dinner lunchtime, so and a suite. And then he used to cycle back to Trumpington Street and work in the afternoon and cycle home tea time. And I did that for 3 years.
So lunch was the main meal?
Lunch was the main meal, and you had it lunchtime, you know, vegetables, meat and a sweet and custard.
But you weren't working this day?
Yes, I was working
so
full time.
How could you prepare lunch?
Oh yes, I did. We used to get up at 6 and I used to do a bit of housework, prepare the vegetables. And sometimes if we were having like a fruit pie, I'd make that the evening before anyway. And then put the meat in the oven all prepared, tell poor old Pop what time to come and put the oven on. And it was an old gas oven that we inherited from Mr. Stanley. And then used to go to work, get work at 8:45 on my bike, Trumpington Street. And then, as I say, cycle home lunchtime, straight away on go the vegetables. And the meat would be cooking. I'd make a custard for the pie and we'd have a dinner. And I'd hastily wash up and cycle. I had to be back at work at 2:15.